It's 7 o'clock. Leading indicators again predict economic backslide. Scores of Grateful Dead fans hurt when a storm hits Missouri campground. President Mull's plan to save California defense jobs. Good Thursday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. Government's main economic forecasting gauge, the index leading indicators, dropped by 0.2% in May, the fourth consecutive decline. That's the longest negative string since the onset of the last recession. Economist Sandra Shaber says 5 of the 11 components were weaker in May.
It's been credit-sensitive sectors, housing particularly, and cars to a lesser degree, that have really slumped. And that has pulled down the economy. Now, what the Fed hoped for was a momentary pause, the so-called soft landing. That's very difficult to achieve.
The latest evidence of a slump comes on a day the Fed's policymaking committee is considering whether to lower short-term interest rates. A sweeping tax reform proposed today by House Democratic leader Dick Gephardt would cut the top income tax rate to 10% for 3 in 4 Americans and eliminate all deductions except for home mortgage interest. He's offering his plan as an alternative to Republican proposals. President Clinton is in a political pickle over the hit list recommended by the Independent Base Closing Commission. And as White House correspondent Bill Plant reports, he's focused on the 11,000 California jobs at stake in closing McClellan Air Force Base.
The base closing issue gives everyone around the White House a bad case of political jitters because the president's election could depend on what happens with this issue. He basically has only two options, to accept or reject all of the commission's recommendations. Senator Barbara Boxer of California.
I'd like to see the president turn that list back. And again, he's been California's best friend. We don't forget that. But now it really is important that he come in and come to our rescue.
There is a possible compromise. And yesterday, the president met with Secretary of Defense Perry and Joint Chiefs Chairman Shali Kashvili to talk about a plan under which the Pentagon would have the authority to decide which contractors get the jobs that are up for grabs at McClellan. And that could guarantee that at least half of the 11,000 jobs stay in California. Senator Boxer.
Obviously, something is better than nothing. But just saying that you're going to close McClellan and hope that the jobs stay in the region is simply not much of a compromise.
The president has until next week to make his decision on the list. If he does propose this bailout to the commission has another month or so to consider his suggestions. Bill Plant, CBS News, the White House.
The union representing endangered maintenance workers at Kelly Air Force Base in Texas is blitzing the White House with mail, urging that their facility be saved, too. They remind him there are also voters in Texas. Marine Corps F-A-18 pilots flying over Bosnia have requested an electronic radar jamming system the Pentagon stopped buying because of test failures. Defense Secretary Perry will consider the matter today. Jammers could be shipped as early as tomorrow if he agrees they'd help defend against SA-6 missiles of the kind that shot down Air Force Captain Scott O'Grady. The heaviest fighting in 2 years is reported around the Bosnian enclave of Srebrenica, and 2 people were reported killed, 7 injured when a Sarajevo suburb was shelled. Hundreds of Grateful Dead fans were camped out last night in Wentzville, Missouri, about 40 miles west of St. Louis, when a powerful storm swept through. Many sought shelter on and under the porch of a campground pavilion, but it collapsed, injuring about 150, 30 of them seriously. Mike Pearson watched it happen.
The storm started up, and people were underneath that pavilion, or they were on it, and the winds
and happened so fast.
Yeah, just collapsed.
This fan named Joe suffered slight injuries.
We heard one last big crash of thunder, and I remember getting hit on my elbows. I landed on my back. I had 2 friends with me who were standing right next to me. We were very fortunate enough to all 3 of us make it out. I don't even know how many people run up and grab the porch and lift it up so at least another 25 to 30 people could escape from being trapped underneath.
Earlier, 2 men died at the campground of apparent drug overdoses. KMOX newsman Paul Brown has more.
Hundreds of people are wandering around the Deadhead campground, covered with mud and wrapped in blankets. The collapsed deck is now a pancake pile of nails, timber, and debris. One of the camp organizers says people are just dazed.
The atmosphere is very mellow. People are very somber, and they're very sorrowful. They're going to the site, looking at it, and praying for the people that are injured in the hospital.
Throughout the camp, people are offering help. Some are singing and playing guitars, but one fan called this the Grateful Dead Summer from Hell. Paul Brown for CBS News, Wentzville, Missouri.
FBI scientist Douglas Diedrich continues on the stand today in the O.J. Simpson trial, as Dan Revive reports.
Diedrich of the FBI is being grilled by F. Lee Bailey, the veteran defense attorney, already suggesting the hair and fiber expert's lab notes have no value.
Isn't that, sir, very much like, I can't describe it, but I know it when I see it.
If Diedrich isn't shaken, and so far he hasn't been, he has been perhaps the most effective scientific witness, with what CBS News legal consultant Paul Moniz calls clear charts and photos.
Even if you're not a fiber hair specialist, some things match up at the crime scene between Mr. Simpson and evidence found.
Sources have provided a partial list of witnesses the defense plans to call starting next week, mainly friends and relatives of O.J. Simpson. Still no indication if he'll testify. Dan Revive, CBS News, Los Angeles Criminal Court.
82-year-old Pauline Gore, the vice president's mother, remains in critical but stable condition this morning after 4 hours of surgery yesterday. She suffered a heart attack Tuesday and had surgery to remove a blood clot from her brain after she suffered a small stroke. Dr. George Allen is treating her at Nashville's Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
If nothing else happens, I think that she stands an excellent chance of making a functional recovery. She may have some residual weakness, but she's talking and making sense already.
Vice President Gore and his wife Tipper are in Nashville to be with Mrs. Gore. Doctors now say Florida Governor Lawton Chiles suffered a little stroke that could be a warning sign of a more serious attack. He's reported in satisfactory condition at a Tallahassee hospital. Japanese police are holding a suspect in railway gas attacks in Yokohama in April. But as Steve Herman reports, there's apparently no cult connection.
Police say the suspect is a former gangster who has been running a bar. They say he had been in custody on a swindling charge when he confessed to the April 19th spraying of noxious gas in the Yokohama Station complex. 29-year-old Koji Hara, according to police, told them he was frustrated with problems at his job and the recent breakup with a girlfriend. Investigators say he used a type of mace or tear gas in the attack, which sent nearly 600 people to hospitals.
The Department of Justice has decided not to press an antitrust case against Ticketmaster, the nation's biggest distributor of sports and entertainment tickets. Still, the company faces investigation in New York State and class action lawsuits. One consumer group estimates Ticketmaster fees add an average 27% to ticket prices. 39 current and former U.S. West employees plan to file a lawsuit today against the Denver-based telecommunications company unless they are compensated for alleged sexual advances made by a recently convicted murderer. The Denver Post reports the women are seeking $22 million, saying the company did nothing to stop the harassment by Robert Harlan, now sentenced to die for killing a cocktail waitress. Japan imported 35% more cars in the first half of this year, but the dramatic increase is due largely to higher sales of autos made in Japanese-owned factories overseas. Of the 186,000 imports, Japanese bought only 19,000 cars made by America's Big Three. Overseas, the dollar is higher. London gold is up 75 cents. And on Wall Street, the Dow continues soaring in record territory, up now over 11 points. It's 10 past.